The Lord be with you.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. A special welcome to those of you who are tuning in with us online. Special welcome to those that are in person as well. We probably have some people out in the parking lot. Good morning. I'm thinking of John and Lucy. Good morning. And any others that are out there in the parking lot this morning, we're ready to serve you this morning and give you the gifts of Holy Communion as well. You know, what strange times we do live in that we're offering worship in so many different ways to so many different audiences at our church. When things changed about a year and a half ago, I asked my wife, which does she like better? Do you like worshiping online or do you like worshiping in person? And she paused and said, I think I like worshiping online. I can hit the mute button when you speak. I can't do that. Yeah, you know you said that. Yeah. But as time has gone on, haven't you gotten the feeling that it just feels good to be in person at church? It's just, there's just something different about it. You're here, you can see one another. Well, it also brings to mind the difference between having online friendship, being connected with social media, which some of us can have hundreds of friends, or is it better to have real, authentic friendships? Like I'm seeing here, Lindy's putting her arm around Ruth. We're going to be challenged this morning to really think about that. And Jesus' way challenges us to think about having not just hundreds of friends, but just a few real, authentic friendships that we can have, we can bless others with, and receive a blessing in being in friendship and community with them. There are some announcements to share before we begin. The first is actually a picture. I think we've got the slide there. I'm going to ask George and Nicholas are doing the slides. Thanks for doing that, George and Nicholas. There should be a quilt slide. If you can forward it one more. No, there's not a quilt slide. All right. If you can go, I don't know if you can go back. Well, anyway, maybe not. So we have an amazing quilt that's up for raffle. The benefits are going to go for the Ladies Guild. If you want to take a look at it, you can. It's actually displayed nicely in the fellowship hall. Tickets are $5 a piece. And if you'd like to purchase a ticket, see Jannie Burton. I actually think anyone in the Ladies Guild can take the money, though, as well. So just seek someone out from the Ladies Guild. We want to create some momentum with that because it goes to just a great, worthy cause. Secondly, I'd just like to point out something to you. You notice on the second page, we have brought something back that hasn't been around for a couple years. Dan put this together. We are listing who is serving each Sunday here at Peace Lutheran Church because we want to give recognition for those that are serving and an awareness of who is serving. If you look on that list, boy, the audiovisual team, that's a big list. We're just putting the entire team there every week down on paper. But I did want to communicate with the Peace family that when this started early in March, we didn't have anybody. And we didn't have equipment, actually, at the church. We really didn't have much. And over the last year and a half, we've built all that up, and we've built a nice, solid team that's here. So thank you for those that are on the audio, visual, sound committee. But we need to build an even deeper bench. Because as it goes with volunteering in these days, things can happen just out of nowhere on a particular Sunday. And we get a call and say, I can't come in. If you have an interest in being on the sound audio visual team, please see Oscar Gutbrod in the back. That's an important thing to share. Let's see. Other announcements to share is, well, today is Holy Communion. We're offering that as a gift for you, the forgiveness that Jesus offers in his body and blood. And that, the packages are right here on the table. Hopefully everyone got one. You'll need one before the worship service begins. We'll be communing all together towards the end of our worship, and I'll point that out. And then I think that does it for our announcements. I do want to point out those that are serving here today with music. We have Colleen Schultz on the piano, and then also Callie Santor is leading us as the person on the microphone for the people part, but also leading us in song as well.